Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Sean Hughes, ranger at Standing Stone State Park. Sean, how you doing today?
Good, Brad. Thank you for having me.
Sean, the National Roly Hole Championship Marble Tournament is coming up September 17th at Standing Stone State Park. Sean, tell us a little bit about the National Roly Hole Marble Championship.
Well, Brad, it's a fantastic event. If anyone's never been, it's something that you will find nowhere else in the world. It's found right here in the Upper Cumberland. It's a pretty much a 39-year, 40-year folk life event that it features some of the world's greatest marble players. And on top of that, we have live music, other marble festivities, kids activities, crafts, artists. So the whole day is a great festival.
So fun for the whole family.
It's fun for the whole family. We're trying to spotlight some of the world's greatest marble players, which are found right here in the Upper Cumberland. But we also are providing a experience that everyone can enjoy.
So, and you know, this is a tradition that, you know, like your grandparents, your parents, and it's kind of a lost, you know, art. I didn't grow up playing marbles. You know, I talked to my grandpa, you know, that's something that they did because when they were children, you know, they had some of these guys are, you know, pretty good shooters, you know, but you know, can someone learn how to play the game of this by attending this, Sean?
Well, that's been one of the special things about this tournament. Most definitely, you can come and learn how to play different marble games. And one of the special things I've witnessed is either young people coming out making new marble memories, to the older generation getting to show their kids, grandkids, what they used to do when they were young. So I think that's what always makes this event special, is getting to see all the different generations, either showing what they used to do to the young kids, the younger generation, making new memories at Standing Stone.
Well, that's what it's about, the spending that time showing, you know, planting a seed, showing an art form, a game that used to take place. Like I said, this is a game that was played a long time ago that is still being played today. So this is a legitimate championship. So there's a trophy involved, a tournament. Am I correct?
Correct. This is a legitimate national championship for the game of Roly Hole. There will be other tournaments that day, but the Roly Hole Championship is the marble community or marble hotbeds as the world's most challenging marble tournament, where you would only dare to compete. And these are known as the world's greatest marble shooters. And we're not just giving them that title. They have these players or players from this area have went to other places to play other games and have beat them at their own game. And anybody that we bring in from other areas to play at the Roly Hole Championship typically does not make it past the first round.
So this is like the Masters when we're talking about, you know, like the golf, you know, or like or baseball. Like this is like the all-star game of marble tournament. So this is the best of the best coming to Standing Stone State Park to compete at this.
That is correct. And a lot of people would think there is youth playing marbles that day, and we hope to have many youth playing these games. But most of the time you'll see that these are adults or even older generation adults, and this is very serious. They've been playing side tournaments all year long, and this is what they've been playing for all year long, is to win the National Roly Hole Marbles Championship.
So this is a real big deal taking place at Standing Stone State Park. You know, it's a historic event, you know, not just, you know, it's not just some little, you know, little marble tournament. This is a real, real deal championship. So it's like I said, it's the best of the best coming together to play the game of Rolly Ho. Folks, we'll be right back in just a few minutes with Ranger Sean Hughes from Standing Stone State Park. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today we've got Sean Hughes. Sean, if you would please explain to us a little bit about what Rolly Hole is. You know, it's a little bit different than just a normal game of marbles. Just if you would just explain to us what sets Rolly Hole apart from just the game of marbles.
Rolly Hole is definitely a game of strategy along with shot making ability. That's what sets it apart. You have to really use your mind and ability to also make shots. And it's a team game as well. So Rolly Hole, it's similar to croquet. There is three holes on a 40 by 25 foot dirt yard. And the object is for two-player teams to get their marble in a series of holes, kind of like croquet, where you're trying to get your marble. And there's three holes out there, and they keep going back and forth. And basically, the team that gets their marble in 12 holes, both players are the champion of that game. Now, that seems pretty simple, except for these players sometimes can shoot at their opponents, guys or girls, never miss 5 feet away or sometimes longer than that. If you watch them playing, you'll see that they're almost daring each other. They're getting within 5 feet of a hole and daring each other to try to take a shot and miss, and so they can attempt to get their marble in a hole.
It's just a country version of chess in a way.
It really is. Compared to a lot of other marble games played, this one is a... Along with shot making ability, it is a lot of strategy. You know, when I teach youth this game, it seems so simple. They're just going for their holes, and it's really simplistic. Yeah, if you come out to the National Rolly Hole Championship, you'll see some real strategic play.
And in this tournament, you know, you've got prizes to give away. I mean, it's some not too shabby prizes. I mean, it's some. It looks like, you know, first prize is $800, second $300, and third's $100, and so is fourth. So it's a legit championship.
Right. They are battling for the prize money. They also get some plaques. But really what they're really, most everyone tells me what they want more than anything is the yard that they play on, the national championship yard. The winner gets their name on that yard, and that's what many of them desire. Many of them have been playing for years and years, and some of the greatest desire to get their name on that yard.
Out of bragging rights, in other words.
That's right.
So just and now, Sean, you coached a team of youth, didn't you, back several years ago?
I have in order to try to stimulate to try to have youth. To get them involved and playing marbles and have them something to play for. There's a youth tournament. It's a youth ringer tournament in Wildwood, New Jersey. And this year we're coming up will be the 100th anniversary of this tournament. I think it's the oldest kids tournament in the nation. But we have taken youth for maybe 14 or 15 years. And prior to me being at Standing Stone, they took youth before that as well. And we've had some national champions and runners up, at that tournament.
So basically the whole method of this is just trying to get the word out of this wonderful older sport, but just trying to keep it going. I mean, obviously it's a big, big event because it's, you know, you've got folks coming from everywhere, but again, we gotta get the word out and plant that seed in the younger generation to get them to keep on playing. Cause where did the Rolly Hole originate from?
There's different descent. I'm not sure how far you want to go back. There's different time periods. I believe maybe if I remember right, Shakespeare played, There's somebody at Shakespeare playing something with cherry pits, playing a game similar to Rally Hole. And there's different, I think, European mentions of games similar to Rally Hole. I'm not sure. This game could have dated back a long time ago, just as most games, maybe even Appalachian children's games, different things kind of change names. The rules always change as it translates through time. But we, I know that this similar game was being played, you know, the 1960s, 1970s, and the National Rally Hole Marbles Championship kind of formulated a set of rules to go by. The players voted upon that before we had this national championship.
And so this is, what year are you in right now for the championship? Standing
well, still. This is the 39th year. 39th. We did miss 1 year. We had to cancel due to COVID. Well, but so, this would have normally been year number 40, but we're on year number 39 now.
Well, it's just like everybody else. No one wants to get to that big 4-0, so stay at 39. So, folks, we'll be right back in a few minutes with Ranger Sean Hughes. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. We got Ranger Sean Hughes with Standing Stone State Park. Sean, the National Rally Hole Marble Championship. Now, in 2021, you guys won an award, if I'm not mistaken, with the governor's, was it stewardship award?
The governor's Folk Life Arts Award.
All right. So this based on this festival. So this festival being a historic type festival got y'all that Folk Life Award. So folks, this is a wonderful historic festival. So it encompasses something historic in our community, in our state park. It's teaching us, you know, teaching our children, teaching our community something about our past. And Sean, you also, it's not just marbles going on that day.
No, sir.
Tell us a little bit about your entertainment.
We have some great live music that day. We actually have 7 hours of live bluegrass and old time music. We have Clearview, the Cody Norris Show, Leroy Troy and Cash Williams, the Tennessee Bluegrass Band, Conspiracy to Kill a Possum, Uncle Chef Lowe and his Haint Hollow Hoot Nanny, and Cherokee Upton and the Dense Boys. So I think that is a great reason to come to Standing Stone that day.
So whether you want to if you're going to come look, watch the marble tournament, or just come and listen to some great music, it seems like an awesome event to come and be a part of. Do you have this posted on your park's webpage anywhere, or Facebook? Or
we do. The schedule of events or links to the schedule of events is on the website, our Facebook, and it's going to be a great day. The music's free. Everything's free except for we do have food vendors that day. You know, food and any souvenir T-shirts or anything like that. And there's a small fee for a few games, but everything's free. And we invite everyone and to come out and join us that day.
And do you have to pay to park or anything like that? Is there parking set in certain areas, or just first come, first serve? And then just
right. There's no parking fees. Parking can be a little bit fun that day, but we will try to have help there to everybody have a parking spot.
And is this set up, what area of the park is this event going to be held at?
This is mostly all near the pool area, recreational hall area is where most of the festivities are centered around. So that I used to have a lot of things divided up in different spots, but it seems like everyone enjoyed it kind of being in one area. That way they could bounce or listen to the music and go watch a game and come back and listen to the music. So it's all in close proximity.
Again, this the National Rally Hole Championship, September 17th. You know, minutes away from Livingston, you know, about a half hour away from Cookeville. Posted on Standing Stone State Park's website, on their Facebook page. Sounds like a great event, Sean. Sean, you got anything else go happening this, anything going on in late, anything happening after this? Yeah.
I think the, we do have the Standing Stone annual car show coming up October 8th, I do believe. So that's, always something, enjoyable thing for a lot of people. Many people always ask me when that's going to be. So, it's a great event as well.
And at Standing Stone, you guys, you have trails, and how many trails do y'all have out there?
We have one main trail, but we have different spurs getting on and off of it. So we have a 5 mile trail with additional mileage with the spurs that get on and off our trails.
You got that nice lake, and you offer kayaking and canoes, or?
Correct. We have kayak, canoes, pedal boats, paddle boards.
And how long is your boat dock open? Is it closed at a certain time of the year?
The boat dock's open year round. There's a few, maybe the stand up paddle boards we stop renting at a certain time of the year, but our boat dock, we do all our rentals at the office. So, but we rent year round.
So it's, you know, fun for the whole family. They're Standing Stone, and you know, folks can make a reservation for a cabin or campsite via, you know, getting on the parks website. What is that? 10stateparks.com, and find a park, Standing Stone State Park, and make a reservation. They can download the Tennessee State Park app, which is 10 State Parks, on their Apple or iTunes or Android device, or just call Standing Stone State Park at 1-800-713-5157. And to make a reservation there, because you guys offer, what, cabins? You guys have some awesome cabins. Are they the CCC-style cabins or WPA?
WPA.
Yes, and so that was the – you guys keep them vintage-looking, right?
Yeah, they are really spectacular. They're great, great cabins, WPA cabins. Many of them just got – what, a couple of years ago got – got renovated, or not renovated, but
remodeled,
trying to look for the right, that historically remodeled. So,
with those WPA cabins, so when they renovated them, they renovated them back in that WPA style. So
right.
They kept the same look. So, folks, Standing Stone's a wonderful place, just right up the road in Hillham, Tennessee. Right outside of Livingston. So give them a visit. Sean, thank you so much for being on the show. Really enjoyed having you. Folks, get up and go by and see them. Again, September 17th, National Rolly Hole Marble Championship. This has been another great episode of Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Let's get outdoors.